are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. We thank you for everyone in our congregation. We know that you love them. We know that Jesus died for them. If they are unsaved, we know that you still love them and Jesus died for them. So may you bless this broadcast to the hearts of your people and to those who may be unsaved. May the Word of God go forth and may the Spirit of God be able to draw souls unto yourself. This broadcast service be a blessing to souls and a glory to thee. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Beautiful robes, oh white, beautiful land of light, beautiful home so bright, where there shall come no night, beautiful crown I'll wear, shining with stars o'er there, yonder in mansions fair, gather us there.
Beautiful robes of white,
beautiful land of light,
beautiful home so bright,
beautiful band of might,
beautiful crown
shining so fair,
shining as shining so fair.
Beautiful mansion bright, gather us there. Beautiful thoughts to me, we shall forever be thine in eternity. When from this world we're free, free from this toil and care, heavenly joys to share, let me cross over there, this is my prayer.
Beautiful robes of white,
beautiful land of light,
beautiful home so bright,
beautiful band of might,
shining as shining so fair,
beautiful
mansion bright, gather us there.
Beautiful things on high, over in yonder sky, soon I shall leave this shore, counting my treasures o'er, where we shall never die, carry me by and by, never to sorrow more, heavenly shore.
Beautiful robes of white,
beautiful land of light,
beautiful home so bright,
beautiful band of mine,
beautiful crown,
shining so fair,
beautiful
mansion bright, gather us there.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with you from week to week, and we do trust that it is proving to be a blessing to you. At the close of our broadcast today, we'll be giving you our mailing address, and I trust that you will take time to write and let us know that our broadcast service is a blessing to you. We would also like to invite you to visit our webpage, where we have a number of our broadcasts in case you have missed some of them or that you'd like to hear them over again. We have a number of our broadcasts there on our webpage. Also, other messages are posted there for you to listen to. And our monthly Way of Truth magazine is also listed there or posted there on our webpage. Now, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. You may also join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. Of course, that's Eastern Time. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, and we're certainly thankful that you are tuned our way. On today's broadcast, we have the privilege of having Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God in Georgetown, Grand Cayman, here in the studios with us, and he will be bringing the message on today's Way of Truth broadcast. So we trust that the Lord will bless him and you as he comes to speak. Brother James.
I greet you in the name of the Lord. So thankful to be sharing these few moments with you on this radio ministry. The subject of the message for today's program is How God Leads His People. And I'll be reading one text as a pilot thought from Psalms 143 and verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. We live in a world today of much confusion, and many don't seem to know where they stand, apparently, spiritually speaking. No Christian can walk this road alone. No. We must keep an open mind and learn. The text expresses two thoughts, teach and lead. And in another psalm, David asked God also to lead him in a plain path. And the word plain, of course, means clear to the senses or mind, simple, ordinary, or without decoration. Grace to keep when it's rough is what we need from the Lord. We need a renewed grace every day to walk this path. He was saying, help me to keep the joy flowing in my soul, to help others along the way as well, and to help me to have more gentleness and forbearance. Help me to make the right way attractive to the people around me. Who knows the way any better than God does? He knows the way and He can lead us. In these very turbulent times, we can be comforted by the promises of God.
Thank the Lord.
The assurance that He is with us. And it certainly does bring comfort and sustenance to our soul, hope. To know that the Lord is with us, that is one of His great promises in the Word of God. He said He would never leave us nor forsake us. Even in the Great Commission that He left, He said, I would be with you always, even unto the end of the world. One of Jesus' followers asked Him, how can we know the way? How can we know the way? And His answer to him was, you find out, of course, in the 14th chapter of St. John. Thomas saith unto Him, Lord, we know not whither Thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So Jesus gave him a straightforward answer. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Without Him, we can do nothing. We must stand on the Lord Jesus Christ and build our life. There are many ways that's being offered today in the world, but there is still only one way to heaven.
Amen.
And that is God's way. Very, very clearly outlined in the scriptures as well. Jesus said in the 10th chapter of St. John, of course, a very familiar passage as well. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So it is very clear, my beloved friends, that Jesus is the bridge between Amen. God and man. He is the way by which we make it through to glory. Jesus made it very clear, I am the way. God's people are on a path, and He has not left them alone, but we have to strive to stay on that path.
Amen.
And of course, that is done by faith in God, strong faith in this great God. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Ephesian church, he said in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, a very familiar passage as well, he said there, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now I read one pilot text from Psalm 143 and verse 10. It says, teach me to do Thy will, for Thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Those are the words of David. Apparently he was passing through some hard times at that particular time. In verse 3 it tells us there, for the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Very troublesome times he was going through. He became down and despondent. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. That's the words of David, taken from Psalms 143. You know, we go through some rough times in life sometime, and there was no exception for him. But thank God, the same God in the valley is the same God on the mountain.
Amen.
The same God on the mountain is the same God in the valley. It's easy to serve the Lord and to walk with Him when all is going smooth and well. But it's when we get into the rough places in life that we need to exercise much more faith and confidence in God to see us through, that we prove who God really is. Thank God for His wonderful love to us. He has promised He would always be with us. He reached out to God with all that he had in his soul. In verse 6 it says, I stretched forth my hands unto thee, my soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Yes, David went to the right source. He reminded God that he needed him to hear him. Verse 8 says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. No wonder David could write in another passage of Scripture, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I'm trying to bring you now to a point, how God leads his people. David admitted he needed God.
Amen.
To guide him. The Bible tells us it is not in man to direct his own footsteps. We are told that in the Word of God. We need the guiding hand of this pilot, especially in these turbulent times that we're living on today. Living in today, we can't walk this road alone. We need the constant guidance of our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
To be with us. God leads His children in many different ways, of course. There's a song that we sing sometimes, a beautiful song. It says, in shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along, where the water's cool flow bathes the weary one's feet. God leads His dear children along. Sometimes on a mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads His dear children along. Sometimes in a valley in the darkest of night, God leads His dear children along. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads His dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads His dear children along. The last verse says, away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads His dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads His dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Thank God today for that wonderful pathway that He leads us on. He leads with a gentle, still, small voice, if we would only take a few minutes to listen. You know what the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 30 and verse 21? And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. We must keep our eyes on the goal, and the pilot will lead us on. He leads out of darkness, my beloved friend, into this marvelous light. You know, when Jesus came into the world, He brought a new era.
Yes.
He brought new hope. He brought what the world didn't have before. He brought Jesus Christ Himself, came into the world as the Savior Redeemer, the one that introduced and brought into being the new dispensation, the dispensation of grace. We are told we are no longer under the law, but under grace. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So we find in the 42nd Isaiah, chapter of Isaiah, and verse 16, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. That's the spiritually blind. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light unto them, and crooked things straight. That is the 6th verse of the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. So He leads the sort of darkness into His great light. Jesus is light, friends. God is light.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light. He leads into paths of peace and contentment. You know the 23rd Psalm, which is one of the favorite Psalms. David himself said there as well, He leadeth me, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's what God does for us, friend. We must follow His leading and His guiding. He will guide to the very end. You know, He doesn't leave us alone, as I said in the beginning of this. If you look into the 48th Psalm, it says there, and verse 14, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." Yes, God leads his dear children along. If you're struggling today, you need the help of the Lord, my beloved friend, you can turn to him.
Amen.
He's the one that never fails. He's so big, he holds the world in the palm of his hand, yet so small he can live in the heart of a man. And I've never heard one Christian say yet in all of my years that they ever regretted serving the Lord or following the Lord. When all else fails and all looks dark and bleak and it seems like we can go no further, we can depend on his leadership. God leads his dear children along. But we must apply ourselves. We must stay focused. We must stand on the promises, and we must stand on the power of God and faith in God, and hold on to those promises that he has given us. Jesus said, "Without me you can do nothing." We must stay connected to the vine. We must have that source of life and that source of sustenance. Someone by the name of J. Morse wrote a lovely poem, and it reads like this: "Once I was lost upon the sea, it seemed all hope was gone. My ship was drifting hopelessly, battered by the storms. But then I saw a brilliant light shining brighter than the day. It seemed to beacon, 'Come to me, I will light the way.' Now my ship is in the harbor, anchored firmly near the shore, in the shadow of the lighthouse, safe forevermore. Oftentimes I wonder just where that I would be if the lighthouse, Jesus Christ the Lord, had not rescued me." They are real, beautiful words. Those of you listening to my voice today, if you know the Lord, I would advise you to stay close to him. Amen. And to hold fast to that which you know, that which you've stood on all of these years. Stand fast on the Word of God. We're living in a very deceptive time. This is an age where the devil is working faster and harder than he has ever worked before. And that means that Christians must be stronger and bolder, and we must be determined to follow the Lord.
Amen.
All the way. You see, this life is temporary. We're just going to be here for a little while, and then we'll move on. This is the preparation place for somewhere better than this, called the heaven, where we will go to be with the Lord forever, where there will be no more problems and trials and afflictions, no more sorrow or sickness or pain or death. And for those former things that will have passed away, where it will be bliss forevermore. Those of you listening to my voice and you do not know the Lord, you may have never tried the Lord. What a good time now, in these very trying days that we're living in, to try Jesus. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." David asked God, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." In these times when people are losing their faith and losing their trust and confidence in God, where people are turning away from religion and anything to do with God and righteousness, friends, you can build a relationship with God that will stand.
Amen.
You can build on this rock and he will lead you. Jesus closed off his Sermon on the Mount with those words: "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. The rains came and the floods came and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on the rock." Jesus is that rock.
Amen.
This morning or today, you can believe and trust and hope in that great rock. God leads his dear children along. He leads his people along. You can depend and trust in him. What a good time it would be today to surrender your life to the Lord. And ask Him to forgive you and give you a new beginning, a new life, new hope,
Amen.
New aspiration. And you'll never regret the day that you started with the Lord. God is still on His throne, friends. And He never forsakes His own. He is still in the saving business. He is still in the keeping business. And He will keep those who put their trust and hope and confidence in Him. You can depend on this great God. May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again on another broadcast. I am sure the Lord is with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother James. Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God in Georgetown, Grand Cayman, British West Indies, bringing us the message on today's Way of Truth broadcast, giving us the assurance that if we will put our trust and confidence in God, He will keep us. Even though the times may be troublesome, the grace of God is sufficient for those who will follow the Lord and do His will. Now we thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it is being a blessing to you, and if it is, we would be encouraged to know. So we would be happy and thankful if you'd take time to write and let us know that you appreciate hearing our Way of Truth broadcast. And our postal address is The Way of Truth, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And remember, if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, we trust that you'll feel free to send it in. We do believe that God cares for His own and that He does hear and answer prayer. Our postal address again, The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. We'd also invite you to tune or to go to our webpage where you can listen to a number of our broadcasts and also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. You may also join us in our services. Sunday morning, our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. And, of course, that's Eastern time. Our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.